death, Eden, and the Lamb of God?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's book, The Dinosaurs of Eden. Well, Ken, I know that the Lamb of God refers to Jesus Christ, but what does he have to do with death and the Garden of Eden?
Well, you see, the first death in recorded history was the killing of an animal. The book of Genesis records that in the garden, the Creator God made garments of skin for Adam and Eve and clothed them. You see, Adam and Eve didn't even realize they were naked until they disobeyed the Creator and ate the fruit they were commanded not to eat. So God had to kill an animal, possibly more than one, to get the necessary skins. By the way, there wasn't the death of animals millions of years before this event, as it would undermine what this event was all about. But you see, in this way, the killing of the animal in the Garden of Eden, the blood of the innocent was shed to cover the shame of Adam and Eve. And it was a picture of what was to come in Jesus Christ. At the beginning of Jesus' public ministry, when John the Baptist saw him in the crowd, John called out to the people, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John compared Jesus with a sacrificial lamb, and that's why Jesus, the Son of God, was born. The sinless Lamb of God shed his blood on the cross to cover our offense and guilt, and he rose again from the dead to be our Savior and our Lord.
We can help you present the salvation message with Ken Ham's free booklets. They're available at AnswersRadio.com. Perhaps download them and give them to a friend. They're a free service of AnswersRadio.com.